Let me speak to Bill White from Lucid Talk. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Bill, did you do an exit poll?
Yes, indeed. And sure, speaking from the county centre, I should say, just behind the county, it's all busy underway, just to let you know about that. Yes, we did an exit poll with the respondents that took part in our January and late last week's tracker polls, just to see, had they changed their minds? Was the patterns that we picked up on those polls, were they still the same? So we did that. That poll closed at 10 o'clock last night, so we analysed the results for a couple of hours. So we have a few trends to this come out of that. We're seeing that the DUP could be slightly down on what we predicted just in our polls. The UUP maybe have done slightly better. Alliance Green, very strong, particularly in the east of the province, but again, our polls picked that up. So that's the sort of main trends out of it.
So could you jump to a conclusion at this point, or would that be something a pollster would never do?
Well, we'd love to do that, but I have to be professional about it, Frank. You can't, you know, like anybody else predicting the Grand National or the football results, predicting the precise final results is difficult. But certainly the DUP seem to have taken a hit, but whether that hit seriously damaged them, and underline the word seriously, I don't think so. I think they seem to be polling reasonably well in the key seats in Belfast here. They've have taken some of a hit, but they've still got their reasonable vote out and their core vote out. Alliance, again, as I said, and Greens polling very strongly in the east of the province, so that seems to be the pattern. One thing, certainly, we did say the turnout would be up. Our poll, your opinion panel predicted that, and that seems to be coming in fairly accurately where we predicted. And the other thing that has come in, I did say this in the broadcast on Monday, there seems to be differential turnout, which means that the Nationalist Republicans, they've turned out, the SDLP and Sinn Féin voters, seem to have turned out proportionally higher numbers of their voters than the Unionist side. Now, whether that will turn out to be crucial or not, I'm not saying it's dramatic, but it's there. That was something, as I mentioned, when we had a chat earlier on in the week, that could happen, Frank, you know?
You would be in a position at this moment in time where if you had to put money on it, you'd still be saying that the DUP will provide us with a First Minister.
I think so. Nominate the First Minister, of course, I think is the thing. Yes, I think so. It could be late 20s, early. It could be slightly lower than what we originally thought, maybe in seat predictions, but they still seem to be reasonably strong. They've got most of the core vote out, but not all. I think they may have, compared to Nationalist and Republican votes, the SDLP Sinn Féin vote, there could be that sort of differential turn. One thing that could be of interest is to see in the Assembly, will the Unionists have an overall majority? Will the combined SDLP Alliance, people who don't, you know, designate themselves as Unionists, will they make the 45-plus mark, which could be a possibility looking at these figures? Now, that will obviously create a new dynamic into the situation.
Your talk suggests to me that when we're watching the likes of Paul Clark and these guys on TV as the weekend goes by, that it could be quite exciting.
It could be quite exciting. I know, obviously, I have to say, though, mathematically, I mean, you can tell from the first counts. Once we get all the first counts in, you'll be able to say 86, 87 MLAs, those people are locked on. That's 99% certain. There's 80, maybe 85, 86 MLAs. It'll be the last five MLAs that will still be in doubt, and that will be the interesting part. But you can tell from the first count. If you're in the top five in the first count or have more than half a quota, then you're pretty well on the way of getting elected. If you're not in the top five and don't have half a quota, your chances of being elected are less than 2%. I mean, that's the mathematics of it. There's a little bit of a myth about PR and the transfers, but first preferences are key. And they're very key when you move from six to five seats. The first preferences get more important, even more important than we're in six-seat constituencies.
And finally, Bill, you're at the county centre, and I think there are eight of them across Northern Ireland. Early stages of the day.
Yes.
Been counting, what, for an hour or so now. Is there an exciting buzz, or is it very matter-of-fact?
No, it's an exciting buzz. There seems to be a bigger buzz than there was last May, again, reflecting the slightly higher turnout. The DUP may be slightly concerned that, say, in certain areas, just that their vote at least keeps up to the level that allows them to maintain or at least not get too damaged. So you can obviously see that look on their faces, as it were, but it's hard to read people's faces, of course. But there's a good buzz. It's early days yet. As I said, in the Belfast, and obviously I'm going to talk about the Belfast seats, but the Belfast seats, the middle ground parties, to use that term, seem to be polling reasonably well. Just looking at the tallies, the patterns coming through, again, the differential turnouts coming through, the nationalist SDLP Sinn Féin voting areas and the Belfast seats seem to have a higher turnout, which again obviously could feed into the overall final results.
It's all very relevant, and yep, we'll be keeping a careful eye on it. Bill, good speaking to you. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank
Bill
you.
White. Bye. From the pollsters at Lucid Talk. It's 9:15.
Your point, your platform. The Frank Mitchell phone-in for you.